I never expected this in my lifetime.
WBUR news anchor Dolores Handy grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas. This morning, Dolores reflects on what the election of Barack Obama means to her.
I'm a product of the Jim Crow South. I grew up with white and colored drinking fountains, white and colored restrooms, whites-only restaurants. I grew up in a city where even those restaurants that catered to people of both races had to have separate dining rooms. Even black-owned restaurants had to provide separate facilities for blacks and whites. And I won't talk about the differences between the whites-only and colored-only facilities. When I was a little girl, we would sometimes go to the movies on Sunday afternoons after church. We had to go to the Gem Theater on 9th Street. That was the black theater. The Capitol, the Center, and the Arkansas were theaters in the heart of downtown, but they were for whites only. What's interesting is that whites could come to 9th Street and the Gem Theater, to the black side, yet we could not go to white-only venues. I grew up in a time when my parents had to pay a poll tax to vote. The tax was $2. I knew of people who worked for only $3 a day. Paying $2 to vote was not something many could or would be willing to do. Even after the Voting Rights Act was signed in 1965, there was the matter of who to vote for. Once you got beyond the top of the ticket, your choices were between one segregationist and another trying to outdo each other and denied my family full rights as citizens. 2, 4, 6, 8, we don't want to integrate. I remember the angry mobs, grown-ups and their children spewing hate. It was all so painful, and the pain lasted for such a long time. The fallout even continues to this day. I submit to you, it was worth it. When we were separate, you didn't know us. We knew you. We cleaned your houses, cooked your meals, cared for your children. You never saw our homes. You didn't know how we lived. You marveled at our strength in times of crisis. Now, for many Americans, there is no you. There is no us. Our children play together. We work together. It all began when we started going to school together, getting to know each other, learning to respect and trust each other. A black man running for president, that's a direct consequence of us knowing each other. There's still a far too many people who look at each other and make judgments about competence and virtue based on the melanin in the skin or the tightness of the curl in the hair. It was disheartening to be down south over the summer and hear people say they were not registered to vote and weren't going to register. Their explanation? There's no point in me voting. They're just going to put in who they want anyway. Yet, attitudes have and are changing. While it's clear they have a long way to go, what we have in this election is something we all prayed for but never expected to live to see. We now recognize that acceptance is directly proportional to how much we've gotten to know each other. Our headlines are filled with examples showing just how far we still have to go. But this presidential election is testament to how far we have come.
WBUR's Dolores Handy.